Jason's been fairly transparent lately, talking about a lot of the emotional and mental work that he's been doing on himself.
Right.
He's been going to a therapist and going to therapy sessions. And then also he's been doing some work on his own in this workbook. What is the name of the workbook?
The Dialectal Behavior Therapy Skills Workbook. Practical DBT exercises for learning mindfulness, interpersonal effectiveness, emotional regulation, and distress tolerance. No wonder, Jason.
That can't be the entire title.
The main title is the Dialectal Behavior Therapy Skills Workbook.
Oh, my God.
Second edition. Don't get the first one.
You can get it for $15 at Target.
Oh.
More than 500,000 copies sold, and not one person can remember the name of it.
And it's a workbook, Jason, right?
Yeah.
Okay. How's it coming?
I'm good. Yeah. It makes you, see, I told you what happens is you have to get in the habit, right? So initially you're aware of, I do this.
Mm-hmm.
I need to change this and think about this. So it's like if something happens, it teaches you, wait a minute, take a step back, and this is what it is. But you right now, it's just the aware stage. But when you constantly do it and practice and practice and practice, there's scientific evidence that says then it's just second nature. You don't even have to practice.
Makes sense.
I like the idea.
I like that a lot.
Are you doing a certain number of pages a day?
No, just whenever I can do it.
Gotcha.
And there are a lot of things you have to write down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to have like a special code where I could get a discount?
I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I could bring the book in.
I mean, $15 for something I don't really...
Put promo code, I'm crazy, at checkout.
I can, I'll tell you what, I can bring the book in and then I'll give you some of the answers that I wrote.
That your answers?
Yeah.
Okay, because I have an entire library at home of self-help books, okay. So we can like trade.
There you go.
Yeah. I'll give you
I don't want you to get to the deep personal answers.
Oh, that's fine. You don't have to share.
I will share some answers that I wrote down.
Okay.
Can I then share y'all with my TikTok therapy videos?
Sure.
I'm on books right now.
Are you doing them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've learned so much where it's like, oh, okay.
Have you learned things about yourself or
have you just learned things
about other people?
Both.
Okay.
But definitely about myself. It's like how to deal with being so perfect and everyone screwing you over.
See, this is the problem.
I was like, man, there's people out there like me.
Yeah. No, it's Katie, like there's going to be a message that's going to be like giving you totally the wrong advice.
No. Katie, trust me.
That's the problem.
I know it doesn't come across that way. I'm a lot harder on myself than you realize. A lot harder on myself.
Okay.
I am. And I'm always like, oh, I got to do better at this or why do I react this way? Why do I feel this way? And I try to get information about why am I anxious? Why do I do this? Mm-hmm. Just even by myself. Like, why for years I wasn't anxious at all and now I am. It's like there's a lot of different things.
A lot of the book it's not so much about, well, I guess anxious can cause your emotions to get out of control, right?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. So, okay, so it's basis for a lot of
that's
things.
That's what it basically is showing is how to control your emotions and why you think this way and why you jump to conclusions, all that stuff.
And then I just saw something the other day. I think it's impossible. This guy, he was on with Mel Robbins, you know, she's famous for Let Them. And it says when you're dealing with a difficult person, I'm like, I don't have anyone difficult in my life.
Mm-mm.
No, just kidding. And I could be that person too. But it says if somebody says something harsh to you, the most powerful thing you can do is wait 15 seconds.
Yes. Waiting is always a really good response.
Because they say wait long enough to make it awkward for the other person where they're like, oof.
Especially if they say something
disrespectful.
That is disrespectful. Yeah, because harsh is like sometimes it's just stuff you don't want to hear if you're having an argument. But if it's disrespectful, that's when it really works.
Yes. And you know what? Another thing about that, Jared, is not only waiting. This is the manipulative narcissist side of me.
Okay.
They say.
The part the book is battling.
He's like, this is page 9.
Well, actually, one of the parts is that radical acceptance thing. I'm supposed to accept that I'm a manipulative narcissist. But I have to change the behavior.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But promo code manipulate.
But here's what you have to do. What you do, they say. This is the manipulative part. They say when somebody does that, you wait, like you said, and then look down at their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It gets people self-conscious about what they're wearing.
Oh.
You look down at their shoes for a few seconds, like confused. It puts them back into more of a self-conscious mode.
That's interesting. Therapist was saying to Mel Robbins after the 10 or 15 seconds, then he said a line that no one would say. It's like, sorry, that is below my moral compass for response or something like that. I'm like, don't say that.
I think you just got to make it
say, like, then, hey, then they can make fun of you more.
You can say, you know, I don't think this is a healthy way for us to discuss things.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll be like, gay. You're like, whoa. And you punch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But the 15 seconds, that's a hard one.
Oh, yeah.
But I've definitely waiting, even responding, like learning to not shoot off of a text or an email, give it some time, or write it out mm-hmm. and delete it. I mean, people have said that for years, but it's, I think with everything being so instant now, you can get yourself fired up instead of just taking time.
A good way of setting the boundary is to just let things breathe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't have to be on 24 hours a day.
But even like if you're getting in an argument, especially mm-hmm. like on a text or whatever, it's like just stop. Like, yeah, that never goes well.
How many of us have gotten an email you don't like and fired it off right away and then we're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't have sent it.
Oh, yeah.
Like every day.
Or a text. I'm like,
or a text, too.
Ooh, yeah. I shouldn't have responded that way. Yeah.